This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom vetoes driverless truck ban. Farm groups cheer insurance deal. And citrus greening threatens Southern California. Newsom vetoes driverless truck ban. Governor Newsom has vetoed a measure that would have required a driver in the seat of any autonomous medium or heavy-duty truck tested on California streets. His rebuttal could benefit farmers eyeing driverless tractors. In a lengthy veto message issued late Friday, Newsom directed the Labor and Workforce Development Agency to lead a stakeholder process to examine the potential for job losses and develop recommendations for autonomous heavy-duty vehicles, not just trucks. Farm groups have unsuccessfully been calling for such a process at the Cal OSHA Standards Board to address the labor concerns over driverless tractors displacing workers. Disappointed in Newsom rejecting her bill, Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters asserted that elected officials should have a say in the issue before regulatory agencies. Farm groups applaud Lara's insurance deal. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has unveiled a new plan to stabilize California's property insurance market. Insurers agreed to cover homes and businesses in high-risk fire zones in exchange for raising rates on some properties. The plan aims to entice insurers to collectively cover 85% of the customers in those areas, with the FAIR plan and high-cost insurers covering the rest. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen shared his support for restoring competition to the market and, quote, to get insurers doing business in those areas again. Michael Miller, Director of Government Relations for the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, also welcomed efforts to bring stability and sustainability to the market. Miller said growers are finding the only option available is the FAIR plan, which should be the insurer of last resort. Bacteria linked to citrus greening found in Ventura County. CDFA has confirmed the detection in Ventura County of the bacteria responsible for the devastating citrus greening disease known as Wanglongbing. The positive sample was found at a residential property. While it does not mean the disease has taken hold, such a detection often precedes the discovery of HLB in citrus trees. UC researchers first detected the bacteria last year using a testing method and procedure not recognized by CDFA. Treatment is not mandatory for commercial growers, and CDFA has not established a new quarantine zone. On that note, CDFA is adding a new quarantine boundary for oriental fruit flies in portions of Sacramento and Rancho Cordova. Earlier this month, the department enacted quarantine zones in Contra Costa and Santa Clara counties. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA launches H-2A assistance program. Agricultural employers can now apply for a new competitive grant program to help recruit H-2A workers and improve working conditions as a part of a new pilot program launched by USDA. The Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program will provide $65 million in grants to employers of all sizes and amounts ranging from $25,000 to $2 million to recruit and retain workers, improve working conditions, and facilitate lawful mitigation pathways. Funding comes from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. There's clearly a workforce challenge, which is well documented in terms of producers and their ability to access enough people. That's the word of Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to AgriPulse. He said, quote, "I think it's fair to say there's also a keen desire to make sure that we know how to improve working conditions for those who work so hard on our farms and our ranches." You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Bozeman says Vilsack's CCC aid should make a big difference for exports. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's commitment to spend $1.4 billion for trade promotion assistance from the Commodity Credit Corporation should make a big difference for U.S. farmers. "We're in a situation now for the last few years where we're actually importing more than we're exporting," Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas said in his latest edition of AgriPulse Newsmakers. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. House Financial Services okays Agricultural Security Risk Review Act. The bill to make the Agriculture Secretary a permanent member of the Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S. was approved 42-0 by the House Financial Services Committee last week. Oklahoma Republican Frank Lucas, one of the champions of the Agricultural Risk Review Act, said the bill could now go to the House floor on its own or be added to a larger package, like the National Defense Authorization Act. Lucas said growing lawmaker concern over foreign purchases of land near military bases helped fuel the committee's recent approval for the legislation, which he first introduced back in 2019. "Sometimes in the legislative process," he said, "you've got to get enough attention to create the political, the legislative mass to move it. And now we have it," Lucas told AgriPulse. Nearly half of states restrict foreign land investment in some way, according to the center. In addition, 10 states passed laws in the 2023 legislative session restricting foreign investment in land, bringing to 24 the number of states with such restrictions, the National Agriculture Law Center said Friday. The center noted that the laws vary widely, with some states limiting only certain purchases. Most of the foreign ownership laws enacted in 2023, quote, "seek to restrict investments from specific countries, particularly China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia." AgriPulse reporting from Chile. Look for reports throughout the week from AgriPulse Spencer Chase. He'll be embedded with the U.S. trade delegation visiting Chile. Dozens of U.S. agricultural companies, state ag officials, and commodity groups promoting American ag products are taking part in the U.S. trade mission to Santiago, Chile, led by U.S. Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor. It's the fourth trade mission this year. No previous stops included in Panama, the Netherlands, and Japan. Here's today's He Said It. Californians are suffering unjustly and deserve strong and empathetic leadership right now. That GOP Senator Brian Dalley of Beaver on the insurance department's new plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Dalley.